From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Many Texas Republicans have a testy relationship with the federal government these days. That was on full display this weekend at the GOP convention in Dallas. To get a sense of the tension between Texas and the feds, I played a little word association game.
What's your first thought when I say federal government?
Cronies, I guess. The Congress doesn't represent the people.
Disappointment.
Too large.
Overreaching.
The Empire from Star Wars.
They're overpaid, but, you know, it has its purpose.
Two big ideas are gaining momentum among Texas Republicans for how to deal with a federal government many feel has run amok. One of them is simple, at first glance at least, just leave. Nate Smith from the Texas Nationalist Movement says it's not actually a crazy idea.
Texas is the ninth largest economy in the world. They're the ninth largest GDP. Texas is number one in exports for the United States. We're leaders in agriculture, leaders in manufacturing. We have our own independent electrical grid unlike any other state.
Smith's group wants Texans to have a chance to vote on secession the same way Scotland did last year. He says less government means better government.
When the people of Texas express their will on something, the Supreme Court or the feds can overturn it. States are supposed to maintain their sovereignty, and that's a relationship that's not respected in the union right now.
In the end, secession advocates didn't muster enough support to make it into the party platform. A different but no less dramatic idea did, and it's got backing from Governor Greg Abbott. He wants to organize a convention of the states to amend the Constitution. Think of it as a fundamental edit to that foundational document. A video that introduced the governor seemed to underscore the monumental scale of the undertaking. In a voiceover, Abbott says the Constitution is based on the power of the people and that needs to be restored.
Do we have the will to keep our republic?
When he took the stage, Abbott told the crowd the Founding Fathers put Article 5 into the Constitution as a way to rein in a federal government too messed up to fix through less dramatic means.
As the person who holds the record for suing the federal government, I can tell you, it takes more than lawsuits to fix what's broken in Washington, D.C.
This isn't a full-scale constitutional rewrite, Abbott says. This convention of the states would be more limited, focused on curtailing federal power and spending and boosting states' rights.
It will propose things like term limits. A balanced budget amendment. And restoring the 10th Amendment the way that it was intended by the founders.
Convening the Article 5 convention won't be easy, though. To get up and running, 34 state legislatures have to pass resolutions calling for a convention on identical issues. It's never been done before, and critics worry it could create more problems than it solves. David Watrous of Denton County has a more measured approach to fixing the federal government. He's not a fan of a convention of the states or of secession. He thinks getting more people more engaged is a better focus for his party.
You can't just only sit around and just vote. You have to really take some time out of your busy schedule and be involved.
The system isn't broken, Watcher says. People just need to take control in order to make it work the way it should. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.